Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. Head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a big show today with Senate candidate Kathy Barnett, and author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. But first off, Rob, we've got a lot to talk about as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about the show, excited about having Kathy Barnett on with us. I've seen her on different shows on TV, and she's a great speaker. And I'm glad that she's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, because we need people like Kathy that are out there. And if you have not made up your mind in Pennsylvania, or you don't know who's running, you're like, well, what do we do? I see the country's about to fall apart. Kathy is definitely the candidate that you want to look at. And when you go to the polls, don't vote for Kathy, because we need more people like Kathy. She's unapologetically Republican, conservative, and she's a Black woman. And we need more women in the Senate, Black women. And we're not saying this just because of identity politics like the left would do. I mean, we're saying it because she is a person who will get out there and make it happen. And if you want to be represented by someone who can do it, Kathy is a person. I mean, recently we know that Joe Biden gave his, I'm going to give away America to all these other countries. That has to stop. We need someone who's going to challenge the left and tell them, we're not going to just spin. So tonight we have Kathy Barnett on the show. We're going to bring her on, and she's going to tell you guys why you should vote for her. She's willing to get out there and represent you. Kathy, how's it going?
Oh, it's going so well. What a glowing introduction and endorsement. Thank you guys so much. You know, this is not a battle for the weary hearted. And this is most definitely a battle. I don't know if your viewers saw Senator Tim Scott, the only Black Republican in the Senate, give a response to President Joe Biden's non-State of the Union address. And now the left is pouncing on Senator Tim Scott, calling him an Uncle Tom, being very derogatory. And his message that he gave to the American people is, you know, straight from the heart of who this nation is. It was truly a call to unity. It was truly a call of, you know, pulling ourselves up and remembering who we are as a nation. We are so much better than where we find ourselves today. We are rushing the hard left. Radicals within the Democrat Party is rushing us towards governing ourselves by the lowest common denominator. You know, take the lowest common denominator, and then the left makes that the standard. And as a result, America is unraveling. So again, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for such a glowing endorsement and announcement. This is not a battle for the weary. I need people to get in and to get in early, to go to my website at barnettforsenate.com and contribute.
So Kathy, what has it been like so far being in the race? Do you have the support of the GOP? Are they supporting your candidacy?
I think right now the GOP is, you know, just kind of playing their cards close to their chest here in Pennsylvania. No one has been an obstacle, as far as I'm aware. I believe that they are trying to be fair and allow the candidates to get out there unencumbered right now, and just make our case before the American people and do the things we need to do to, you know, to get a young campaign up and off the ground. And so for that, I appreciate it. But, you know, but this is bigger than, you know, someone, you know, giving me the head nod. I have never waited around for someone to say, oh, Kathy, it's your turn. Or, oh, Kathy, we will accept you. You know, I often say I don't walk around with my hat in my hand waiting for someone to admit me into the American dream. I am the American dream. This is my country, and I love my country, and our country is unraveling. These people on the hard left of the Democrat Party are not playing with us. They are playing for keep, and they are in a position to do everything their little heart desires. And that should cause everyone to wake up.
And I agree with you.
I mean, I can't even get a good night's sleep last night, you know, after that speech. After Biden's speech, it's like I tried to go to sleep and I just couldn't. So I'm waking up, I'm working, I'm praying, I'm being thoughtful and deliberate. We need to take our country back. These people are not playing with us.
They're not. And I've said that so many times. I mean, recently he gave a speech, a State of the Union speech, and we're now having an opportunity to dissect it. And we see that what he's doing is that he's looking at, completely transforming the fabric of this society with giving everything away and then some, taxing the rich, taxing the middle class, and then saying, oh, we're doing this to help people. No, you're doing it to create a dependency on the government, and that government being the Democrats, liberal government. Now, like you said, you're not reading around, you know, with a hat for people to drop money in it and say, oh, Kathy, come on. You're hitting the ground and you're running. So what are your plans for Pennsylvania as a senator? What do you want to do?
You know, it's my plan for Pennsylvania is my hope for our nation, and that is to strengthen our country and to strengthen the citizens of this country. You know, one of the things we have yet to really talk about, Joe Biden alludes to jobs and more jobs, but his plans are anything but that. But one of the things that people rarely talk about is, you know, this fourth industrial revolution that is upon us. COVID has ushered in a new way of living life, of playing, of working, of educating, of researching. And no one is really talking about that. But that fourth industrial revolution, it is going to, you know, depending on which nation equips its people for it, you know, will play a really big role on whether or not we remain a competitive contender on the world stage. I'm very interested in that. But, you know, I mean, I'm very interested in what's happening to our southern border. I'm very interested in, showing leadership when it comes to this election integrity. There is nothing more sacred and important than securing our election that we, the people, get to decide who our leaders will be and not some elitist group of, you know, know-it-all liberals. Or if the shoe should ever fall on the other foot. Not, you know, a bunch of know-it-all conservatives. And so, you know, these things are very, very important. Again, our nation is unraveling, it seems. You pick an issue, we are in distress. And so I want to get into, the Senate because I want, our nation needs a voice. She needs someone who will advocate for her. Who will stand up for her and her people, and not, as you alluded to earlier, just, you know, give America away to the world.
Kathy, you're a strong Black conservative woman. Who have been some of your influences throughout your life to get you to where you are today?
First and foremost, it would have to be my grandmother, Hattie, my grandfather. We call him Chalk. You're going to make me get emotional. Thinking about them, you know, we grew up very impoverished, very, very impoverished. I saw them working really hard to provide for all of us. I saw them waking up very early, going to the fields and picking beans and cucumbers to try to go sell them, collecting cans.
Wow.
To provide for us. And I look back on that time and I think to myself, I never recall anyone ever looking at me and saying, Kathy, you are a victim. Kathy, all the odds are against you, sweetie. You might as well not try. Wow. Instead, I saw them working so hard. I saw them taking, you know, we raised pigs on that farm. And I can remember, you know, one minute there was a big hog in the pig pen, and then the next minute she wasn't there. my grandfather would come back with a deep freezer full of white wrapping paper, meaning the pig had been slaughtered. And I would see him get in his truck and he would go from house to house in that little community sharing his bounty with others.
That's a powerful story.
You know, they showed me how to love. They showed me to love my family.
Right.
To love my neighbor. To work hard. I never saw them begging for anything. I saw them working hard. I don't recall them ever complaining. And of course, as I look back, there were, you know, they had many reasons to complain. There were many things to complain about, whether racism, whether, you know, the inequities in life or station in life. You know, the hardship of growing up in the very deep south of Alabama, but they never did that. I'm eternally grateful.
And that work ethic,
family.
That work ethic that you saw from your grandparents instilled in you, so that like don't wait for anything, you get up there and get after it. And in today's society, we see that the left, the Democrats, want to give. Now, you also mentioned in one of the interviews and in your book that the policies of the left have failed not only Black people, but America as a whole, but definitely Black people. And now you have Joe Biden, who's coming up with additional policies that will continue to fail. Universal school for all kids. Well, we had Head Start. What happened with that? So they keep introducing these policies, these freebies, and they don't help Black people. What are your thoughts on that, Kathy?
They don't learn. Democrats do not follow the science. If a significant portion of the study of science is repeating an experiment, a process, and confirming its results, then Democrats should know better than anyone, because they continue, as you say, introduce these power grabs after power grabs after power grabs. They're constantly coming in trying to help. We're here, we're the government, we're here to help. And yet the results are always the same. It is a proof positive science experiment that all of these freebies do not help the people they claim to want to help. And all throughout my book, that was the running theme, is that you can look at the Black community as a petri dish of sort to see what happens when Democrats have complete control of everything. They leave the people broken and bruised. And my book was a harbinger of sort. I wrote it in 2019, and it was a harbinger of sort of what will happen if we dare to allow Democrats to take control of our government. And I said it very clearly, when they get in control, they bring with them a train of chaos, mayhem, foolishness along with them. And I said, if they should get control of our government, what we see occurring in these predominantly Black and Brown communities are going to spill out and start affecting the entire country, all communities. And that's exactly what we're seeing, right? They give welfare checks to incentivize Black women not to marry and to have a whole, you know, pathology of living. And now what are they doing? They're offering those same welfare checks called stimulus checks to incentivize Americans not to work, to incentivize Americans to depend upon the hand of the government. So now the government will become everybody's daddy. And so that's exactly what they are incentivizing. And just look at what's happening to our nation. There's a reason why it feels as though it is unraveling. There's a reason why it feels as though we have some of the meanest bullies running our nation right now. These people are just bullies.
Kathy, where have you been? I mean, you should have been out there all along. I mean, I hear the passion, I hear the fire. And man, I wouldn't get in your way. because you have an idea. I mean, and I'm serious, this is what we need on the Hill. We need people who aren't afraid to fight. We need people who have lived it, like you said, in the deep South, Alabama. You know what racism is like. You know what it is. Okay, you saw it, your grandparents saw it, but yet here you are today, a living witness that with hard work, you can achieve in America. Why the Democrats are telling Blacks that they can't, why the Democrats are constantly oppressing Blacks with this made up, the boogeyman is out to get you. He's behind the door. He's on the job. He's there. Yes, racism exists. But at the level that they're saying that it exists, it is wrong. Tim Scott would not be where he is today. Kamala Harris. I mean, I think today she's saying that she's Black America, whereas a couple of weeks ago she was Asian. You know, it's like whatever she wakes up and says, I'm going to claim this, I'm going to claim that. Look at Barack Obama. If there is all this racism, how did Barack Obama become the 44th president? How is it? How did Oprah Winfrey become a billionaire and is able to cause destruction that she's causing with the races? How was LeBron James able to dribble that ball? Yes, he has a talent. How were so many Blacks on the NBA? I don't care how good they are. If it was a racist society, we would say, no, forget about them. Let's just keep it all white, which is what happened back in the day. Look at the NFL. Look at Hollywood. How is it? Look at Kathy Barnett. How was she able to say, I am running for the U.S. Senate if there was so much racism? And not only that, Kathy, you are a woman and you have risen to the cause. And you're saying, hey, I'm here. I'm going to do it. What are your thoughts on all that? I mean, how are you able to do all of this if there was so much racism to hold you back?
Yeah. You know, I can't say it any better than you have, you know, and just putting it into those interrogatives of those questions of, you know, if America is so awful, why do a million people become legalized residents every single year? If America is so awful, why do we have a flood of people at our southern borders trying to get in? If America is so awful, you can just look at these particular things. How do we have all of these stories? It's the American dream, the ability to, you know, for upward mobility, the ability to work hard at something, to dedicate yourself at something. And in America, you know, you have a very strong possibility of carving out a life for yourself. That happens here in this country. When I was in the military, I spent 10 years in the U.S. Army Reserves and got the opportunity to travel to a number of other countries and, you know, and just look and you know, reminding myself of those times. You know, there's a reason why we're the greatest nation in the world ever. And there's a reason why we at this juncture need to stand and dig in our heels and defend our nation.
And defending the nation, like you said, you were a veteran of served in the Army Reserve for almost a decade. We thank you for your service. We thank you for what you did. And now coming out and looking at this into, you know, the entire spectrum as to what we're going through, what do you think is in stake for America? What do you think the future holds for us as a country?
You know, I am hopeful. And that's the reason why I'm running. If I was without hope and just looking at what Democrats are doing right now and how these bullies are now running our nation, whether in the White House, in Congress, or, you know, on the street, I would be in great despair. The other day, I watched, I don't know the Black gentleman's name, but he was checking into, I believe it was a Hilton hotel, and there was a young white man who was checking him in. And I don't know what sparked it, but apparently the Black guy pulls out a phone and starts recording the young white boy, and you know, and you could hear the, you know, the black man, you know, making, alluding to the white kid showing white privilege or racism. And then you begin to see this white young man just devolve. And it was clear that he was suffering from a mental breakdown. And, you know, he started slapping himself in the face and banging his head into the computer. And the entire time, the black guy is just sitting there with his camera mocking the young man. Following the young man, you know, just repeating, wow, 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 making, you know, saying the young guy was, you know, being racist. And my heart just broke once more. Our nation needs people who are willing to stand up like never before. I do not believe that this is who we are, that a nation of just bullies, the meanest bullies, who are generally the weakest little wimps on the playground, right? But they find someone they believe is weaker than them, and then they just crush them. And that's what I saw this black man doing to this young white. It looked like a kid, a young boy, a young white boy. God bless that black man that I wasn't there at that moment. That would have ended real different by the time I was done with him, because I just cannot believe that this is the nation we have become. And I am willing to put, you know, myself and my family and all that we have done, you know, before the people.
Because you know that you will be attacked once your name starts getting out there and it catches fire. Hopefully our podcast today on the radio will put that fire out there. Once they start seeing that, hey, she's serious, they're going to come after you. There will be a bull's target on your back to tear you down.
We need to start giving as good as we get in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Absolutely.
We need to stop sitting in the corner, cowering, waiting for them to attack us. People like you with your platform, you need to be out there doing your own op research on these people. Let's put a big spotlight on their lives. See what's under rocks on their side of the aisle. Those who are reporting and anyone else. We need to begin to, you know, take a page, take a lesson from what Democrats are doing. And now how do you do that and still maintain your dignity, right? Because I don't believe that we should completely wallow in the mud right alongside them, because these people, they practice just really reprehensible tactics. But we got to stop cowering in the corner. And waiting for them, you know, to see what they're going to come up with. Oh my goodness, what are they going to come up with? And we got to be ready to push back.
Yes, conservatives have to stand up and fight. And Kathy Barnett seems like she is ready to fight when she gets into the U.S. Senate. Kathy, where can people go to support your campaign?
Thank you so much, Andrew. You know, they can go to, again, my website, BarnettForSenate.com, or you could just Google my name, Kathy Barnett, KathyBarnett.com. All of that should redirect you to my website. You can learn more about me there. You share my information and donate. We all have something to give. Like never before, every single person needs to step up and do perhaps what they have never done before. And that is to engage in this process like never before.
Yes. Thank you to our guest, Kathy Barnett, who is running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. She's also the author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support? That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called ShopToTheRight.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses, as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together. We need to shop together, and we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Just spoke with congressional candidate, U.S. Senate rather, Kathy Barnett. And Andrew, I don't know about you, but she definitely has a story to tell. And I feel that there is fire in the belly. And I'm impressed with the fact that she is a Black American and she's a woman. And she's out there running in a field of people that really don't recognize, in some degree, conservative Black women. Now, they recognize the Black women who are liberals, the Democrats. But when it comes to conservatives, I mean, not only just women, but men as a whole, the left just completely disregards them and attacks them and calls them Uncle Toms, Auntie Toms, or what have you, but they don't want them out there. And it's really sad that when you have these candidates that are out there and they aren't part of the mainstream candidate flow, that they are attacked so viciously. And one of the most vicious things you could say to a Black person is that you're being an Uncle Tom or an Aunt Susie or Aunt Polly. And why? As a Black man, I ask the question, why? You might not like my politics, but to bring it down to that level, that personal level in name calling, it has to stop. It's over the top. And when you open up that door, other people are going to walk through and say the same thing. So if a white person were to say, oh, that's an Uncle Tom about a Democrat, why would Blacks get mad about it? I mean, you opened up the door. Just recently, we had Tim Scott, senator, who gave an address, a rebuttal to President Biden's ridiculous, I'm going to give everything away speech. And you had Blacks coming out on Twitter, social media, and attacking him, calling him an Uncle Tom, an Uncle Tim. It's only a matter of time before Joy Reid comes out and says the same thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, Andrew, as a white man, when you hear this, what are your thoughts?
It's just completely baffling to see how Black conservatives are treated by the liberals in the party. It seems like a lot of these Blacks and on the left are doing the handiwork for the Democrat politicians who are trying to keep them down.
Exactly.
And not let them be free thinkers and just keep them on the plantation.
Right. Keep them on the plantation. Don't want them to be free thinkers. And I like what you said. They're doing the work. of the opposition by keeping them down and then using the most vicious of terms to describe them. And then you want to say, oh, there's racism. Oh, we're being oppressed. Oh, you don't want me to do this. You don't want me to do that. And I hate bringing up her name, Joy Reid, but she is one of the biggest offenders. She's always out front and center lobbing these vicious bombs at Black conservatives. And it makes you want to holler. There was a book at one point, I think in the late 90s, called Makes You Want to Holler. And I got to say, it does. Because when I hear it, I cringe. What are you saying? Why would you say that? And as Kathy said, playing to the lowest denominator. So when she gets out there and if she gets traction, I'm sure they'll have someone like her out there to attack. And it's like, where does it stop? I remember Maya Angelou saying once, when Justice Thomas was elected or was nominated to be on the Supreme Court, and a lot of Blacks came out and they were attacking him and saying, oh my God, you could have gotten someone different. And I mean, again, saying he was an Uncle Tom. And she said, okay, you might not agree with his politics, but he is our brother and we should respect him. And this message was to Black people, because Black people seem as if though they can't put aside the differences. Everyone has to be a Democrat. Everyone has to be a liberal. The Democrat Party, the party that gave us Jim Crow, the party that wanted to keep slavery. And yes, some people will say, oh yeah, but the Democrats that were there, they moved to the Republican Party. No, I don't think so, because Robert Byrd, who was in the Senate, did not move to the Republican Party. He was in the Democrat Party to the day he died. And he was a close friend and a mentor to Hillary Clinton, who's a Democrat, and Joe Biden, who's a Democrat, and Barack Obama. So now you want to tell me that being a Black conservative makes you, you know, an Uncle Tom, a bad person? We've got to put a check on this, because we are once again allowing Democrats, white liberals, to control our thinking. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, I don't like using the word African-American. I like using the word Black American. I am not an African-American. Barack Obama is, because Barack Obama's dad is directly from Africa. Yes, my ancestors from way, 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 way back when were from Africa. But I am so far removed from that continent, other than, I guess, my skin tone. So I'm a Black American. You don't go out and say he is a European American. They say he's an American. So why can't I just say I'm an American? You see how the Democrats get in here and they just muddy the waters and they tell Blacks you're this and you're that. And then we just go along with it. Whereas conservatives just say, you know, be who you are. Who cares? Can you get the job done? Can you do this? This is what we're about. These are the American values. And no, American values are not deeply rooted into racism. Those are the values of the Democrats. So when I see a candidate like Kathy Barnett writing the book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, that says a lot. Because if you know that as a conservative, you're attacked, but then as a Black conservative, you're attacked. As a woman, you are attacked, unless, of course, you're Joy Reid or Maxine Waters or Val Demings, or one of the four horsemen or three horsemen of AOC regime, who have just gotten completely out of control. And in today's society, we should be able to come as we are and say, hey, I'm a conservative, and not be afraid. So I look at Kathy and what she's doing, and I say, you know, if you like her, you don't. I take my hat off. Because she will definitely have a bull's target on her back, Andrew, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if you look at Senator Tim Scott and the response that he receives from the left after he does something like the State of the Union follow-up, it's clear that the attacks for Black conservatives is vicious from the left. And we need more strong candidates to stand up that are Black, and not just because they're Black, but because they are good candidates. I think the best thing about, or one of the best things about President Trump's run was that he got twice as many Black votes the second time as he did the first time. It is clear that millions are waking up every single day, and we're really excited to expand our party and make it more inclusive to the Black community.
Because it's not about identity. It's about bringing in people all over collectively with different ideas to make it happen. And that's something that the Democrats don't understand. They want groupthink. They want you to believe in giving everything away. And in the end, who always suffers? Blacks. They're letting in all these people across the border. And who will suffer? Black people. Black women. If you're conservative. This is no way to run a country. We must be unified. We must be together. And then this whole push for criminal reform. Well, Tim Scott had talked about that some time ago. During Trump's administration, he proposed a bill. And who knocked it down with the filibuster? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Two people of color, minorities. She being a woman, him being a man. Kamala Harris, who was the Attorney General in California. Kamala Harris, who kept exculpatory information from the trials of young Black men. Kamala Harris, who allowed Black men to go to jail for small offenses. Kamala Harris, who, and this is public information, slept her way to the top. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Kamala Harris, who was running for president and dropped out before the first primary because she had no traction behind her. Kamala Harris, whom the Democrat Party rehabilitated, repackaged her and put her out there and told Black people that she's a Black woman, when in actuality, she's Asian or Jamaican American, because her dad is from Jamaica, her mom is from India. Kamala Harris, who has been deceitful with her lies. Kamala Harris, who called Joe Biden a racist. But yet still, we choose to overlook all of that because she's a Democrat. Shame. Shame. You can tell, so it seems, Black people anything, and they'll believe it, the ones who are liberals, knowing fully well that this is not the truth, knowing that what they're being told or fed is a complete opposite of what they were told earlier on. But you're made to believe, don't look at the truth. Look at what we're telling you now. And why? Where will it get you? Absolutely nowhere. So when I look at this candidate, Kathy and others that are running, like, are they aware of the turmoil that they will encounter? Are they aware of the slander that's coming their way? Are they aware that they will be judged completely differently? At a different level. And by whom? By Blacks. They will be attacked viciously simply because they are conservatives and they don't view America as give, 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 give me. And if you don't, you're a racist society. At some point, people have to wake up and realize that this makes absolutely no sense. I mean, we will have other candidates coming on. And Black, white, but the Black candidates will always be scrutinized. That is, if they're conservatives and attacked. This is the United States of America. And it's hard to believe this is happening.
Right. And we would never tell you to vote for a candidate that is conservative just because they are Black. You should vote for them because you like what they have to say and they do sound like a good candidate. I do feel like there's a lot of them running out there. We've had a lot of them on the show, Joe Collins, Kathy Barnett, Rayla Campbell. So yeah, if there's a good Black candidate running in your area, please consider voting for them.
Andrew, I'm glad you mentioned that. That we're not saying to vote for these individuals because of their skin color or because of their gender. Now, it's easy to fall into that little bucket and say, well, you know, whites have done it for so long, we've had them, now it's time for a Black person or it's time for a woman. No, that's the wrong way to look at it. Because when you look at it that way and you go in there and you press down that lever or however you vote on paper, that's all you're voting for is a candidate because of the color, their color, or their gender. And you don't know what they're going to bring to the table. Now, right now, we've had Kathy, and Kathy seems like, right, this is a candidate. We might have someone else who comes on. You might say, hey, that's the candidate that I want. You should choose the right candidate, the best candidate for you, and not because of the color or the gender. Now, Democrats will tell you to do it that way. And I got to say, I think that Barack Obama was voted in back in 2008 because he was Black. And as Joe Biden said then, oh, well, he's, you know, he's a good looking Black man. He's articulate. Harry Reid, who's in the Democrat Party, said the same thing. But, you know, we're not supposed to listen to that. Although that's, in a way, that's kind of a put down, as if the Black people can't be articulate. But they said it. Their own party said it. So they voted for him. And what did you get? More division, more strife. Under Barack Obama, look at how many Black people were killed by law enforcement agencies. And
we got the rise of Black Lives Matter.
Oh, God, the rise of Black Lives Matter, which is a complete disaster. But those Blacks that were, his Justice Department investigated it. Turns out, hey, the police were doing their jobs. But yet and still, the families were rewarded. Millions of dollars. That's because the states or the cities, not the states, but the local government were afraid. And they say, oh, let's just write a check. It's better to write a check than to let this go on. Well, the damage had been done. But I say that to make the point that he was voted for because of his skin color. And even if that's the reason, they voted for him because he was a Black man, then where's racism? Because a racist would not vote for a person because of their skin color. So you guys see where I'm going with this? The point that I'm trying to make is that this whole thing about racism is a bunch of hooey, but it's also a lightning rod issue. And when they bring it up, they being the left, people will stop and start pointing fingers and think, oh yeah, it is a racist country. But as we said in our last segment, how is it that Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, and all these other people were able to achieve success if the country was so racist? They could have very easily said, yes, he's a basketball player and he's good, but we have a white basketball player who's good also. Yes, Oprah Winfrey is a radio personality, but we have a white radio personality who's good also. How were these people able to achieve their successes if the country was so racist? And if it was so racist, do you not think that the racist people that are out there would not watch them on TV? Because you're saying that it's systemically racist. So all those people that are racist would turn their backs on these shows and say, we're not going to watch it. Think, people, think. This is not hard to reason and understand. If the whole country is racist, as the Democrats are saying, how is it that these people were able to slide by? Again, racism does exist, but not at the level that they're telling you. They're only telling you this because they want you to get fired up. They want you to believe that you're being oppressed while they institute their crazy policies that will bring you down, policies that will not uplift Black people, policies that will replace Black people. That is a reason why they want the people coming in from the border, because if they can come in and make them citizens, they will not need the Black vote. And then 20 years from now, you'll still be saying the same thing. Will we get reparations? When is the Black man going to have a chance? Well, you have an opportunity now to walk through the door of success. All you have to do is accept it and open up the door and walk through and turn your back on the Democrats and their repressive, oppressive laws and ways. That's all you have to do. But the choice is yours. It's your choice if you're going to do it. So, you know, I would say, hey, it's time to wake up. It is time to wake up and go to take it to the next level. Otherwise, you know, what we're going through now, it'll be the same thing over and over again. Do we want that?
Yeah, it's almost a real shame every time a Black candidate runs, we have to talk about identity politics. But let's be honest here, that is the left playbook. That is what they're going to do to candidates like Kathy Barnett, is use identity politics, and they do it very well. So we have to start getting on the offensive.
I agree completely. We have to, because if we're going to constantly go down that line of identity politics with everything, identity or gender politics, it's tiring. I'm tired of it. I get tired of talking about it, but I speak about it in order to inform people as to what's happening. And the more I speak about it, the more I'm attacked. They don't want to hear what I have to say. Oh, well, he's an Uncle Tom and he's a sellout. Okay, call me an Uncle Tom, call me a sellout. Because those terms are getting very tiresome. At some point, we have to wake up and say, this is what we're going to do. This is who I am. And I am going to vote for the right candidate. I am going to vote for the right candidate because I feel that, hey, this is a person that can do it. So on our platform, we're trying to bring to you different candidates, be it Black or white. Right now, we've had a lot of candidates that are coming on or have come on that are Black because we want their voices there. We want them to tell you, hey, I am not a victim of racism. I am not a victim of the systemic racism that they're talking about. Yes, racism exists, but I am not a person who has been affected by it that's holding me down, that's keeping me down. I am here by the grace of God to tell you, look, I made it. Vote for me. There's a different way. And these are highly educated individuals, and they're smart, and they know what they're doing. So why is it that they can't be conservatives? Why is it that they must be attacked because they're conservatives? Because they don't have that groupthink of the Democrat Party. You see it time after time after time. Again, I say, look around you, and you look at the successes of many Black people. How were they able to get there if the country was so racist? Now, I know about this, the stories in the paper, you know, that we've had Blacks being shot and all that, okay? But they weren't coming out there. These people weren't coming out, police, to kill Black people. So we have to just really look at this and dissect it. There's a case in, I think, Atlanta, Georgia, Aubrey, the guy's name is Aubrey, and three men have been indicted with his murder. Now, we were saying, or they, being the Democrats, were saying that police are killing Black people. Well, those three men, they had nothing to do with law enforcement. I think they were in it at one point in time, but they'd since retired. So how is it, how are they going to explain that? They're going to say that all white people are coming after Black people? You have to listen. You have to really dissect this to understand what's being done, the way they're spinning this, what they're saying and what they're not saying. But if they're able to constantly keep this out there and to divide us along the lines of race and sex, they will continue to do it. You look now, 2021. Go back a couple of decades, 2008, the exact same thing. Now, when Barack Obama became president, we were told, oh, there's no racism. Got to his second term, well, there's racism. Once he got out of office, oh, there's racism. But how was he able to be elected not once, but two terms? If there's racism, systemic racism. And since that time, you've had many Black Democrats representatives to enter Congress. How is it possible that there is systemic racism if they're able to enter Congress? How is there systemic racism if Maxine Waters is constantly on the Hill? Now, of course, she will profess that, you know, her life is being threatened and people are trying to kill her. Well, you know, I would venture to say that if you were to really look at that and dissect it, and you want to dissect everything that's being said, you would find out that a majority of those threats are probably coming from her district, from other Black people. You know, I'm serious. Look at it. Well, that's not to say that there aren't some white people that are out there, crazy knuckleheads, that are threatening her. But I would also venture to say that some of those threats are coming from her district or across the country, and they're coming from people of color. But quiet as it's kept, they only want to showcase the ones that are white. Because the ones that are Black, it doesn't count. So what does that say for Black Lives Matter? Bet you never thought about that. What does it say for Black Lives Matter? Again, when you look at all of this holistically and you start to peel back the onion and really dissect it and understand what's being said and what you're being told, you will find out that a lot of the stuff that they're selling us, they're only saying it just to get aroused from you, to get you to think their way. Their way being the liberal way, the left's way. And not really think through that. Wait, this doesn't make any sense. How is it that there's systemic racism and you have successful Black people? How is it that it's systemic racism and we had a Black president, not for one, but for two terms? And someone would say, well, we never had a Black female president or a female president as a whole, Black or white. Well, when you look at the Democrat Party, they were running those candidates. Let's go to Kamala Harris, a woman of color. She was running for the presidency. What happened? Why didn't the Democrats get behind her? Why did they put Joe Biden at the top of the ticket and her at the bottom of the ticket?
Yeah, not only did they not get behind her, she was polling at around 1% when she dropped out of the race.
Right, 1%. I mean, can anyone answer that? Why is it that she is not the president? Polling at 1%. Cory Booker even ran. Why didn't he get any traction? You know, so again, you have to step back and ask yourself the question and look at the party that they're running at. The party that's supposed to be diversity, the party that's supposed to be the party of inclusion, but yet and still, they did not pick those individuals to be at the top of the ticket. Why? Why didn't they? Well, some would say, well, why didn't the Republicans? Well, we didn't have as many candidates. We had Ben Carson, okay, but he wasn't polling the way he should. It was Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to beat them regardless. But I want to focus on the Democrats, the party that keeps lobbying out these racists. They're racist. That person's a racist. Why wasn't Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket or Cory Booker? Why?
Instead, it was an 80-year-old white man who's had a history of making racist statements. The party of acceptance is just totally backwards.
And exactly, Andrew. And these are the things that people aren't thinking about. So when you take these candidates like Kathy and they start attacking them and saying, oh, no, she's a this, she's a Aunt Polly, and the men are Uncle Toms, it's like, but wait, look at your party. You had the opportunity to put two people of color on the ticket, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. And then there was one of the other Mexican guys, I can't think of his name, who also ran.
Julian Castro.
There you go. Why didn't you have any of these people at the top of the ticket? Why is it that you had to put like an 80-year-old white man who has a history of making racist comments, who said back in the day in the 60s and the 70s that he did not want his children going to schools with Blacks. He was afraid when his wife goes out or his daughter because they might be attacked in the jungle, referring to Black people. The same white man who attacked Clarence Thomas, the same white man who said that if you go to any 7-Eleven, it's filled with Indians, the same white man who said, if you don't vote for me, you're not Black. And then, you know, his friend Robert Byrd. So folks, I'm just laying it out there in a very calm way because we know that the liberal media won't do it. You'll have Joy Reid, Don Lemon, and I call their names because they're the biggest instigators that are out there. And then you have a couple knuckleheads on Twitter like Touré, whomever, who used to be on the MTV, race baiters, Al Sharpton, JC Jackson, he has Parkinson's, so he's kind of like, you know, in the highlight of his life, you know, he's mellowing out. But you have Ben Crump, who's now taking up the mantle. He stole the money bucket from Al Sharpton. He's now running around with it, shaking it, wanting money. But, you know, this is, again, just look at it for yourself. Sit down, get your crayons, if you're Democrats or liberals, get your crayons and get a white piece of paper and just start charting all this out, getting all the names and then connecting the dots. And you'll see for yourself that this is a bunch of hogwash that they've been telling us. That they get you thinking that there's racism, there's systemic racism. They get you thinking that white people are bad and white people are this, when they're the ones who are the biggest offenders. You know, just look at it. So again, you know, we had Kathy Barnett on, you know, who's Black, running for the Senate. We're not saying vote for her because she's Black or vote for her because she's a woman, but I am saying, look at something different. Look at the qualifications. And here on After Dark, that's what we want to do. We want to analyze this and then present it to you to look at. And if you feel that, hey, we're off basis, you can always send us an email. You can go to America Out Loud and you can put comments there and say, hey guys, you're off basis. And you know, I want to come on. I want to debate you, or you should have this person to come on. We're open. We will give you that platform. But I would ask you and implore you to listen and look at the facts, write it down. And see that, hey, you know, they're saying the same thing that they've been saying ever since they took control. It is the same rhetoric of racism and that people are being oppressed and that we need this and we need that to stop it. But it never stops. So.
Yeah, well said, Rob. Thank you so much once again to our guest, Kathy Barnett for Pennsylvania Senate, for joining us tonight. And thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other great shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. And of course, if you listen to one of the radio shows on iHeartRadio and you want to go back in the archives and listen to it again, you can sign up for America Out Loud on iHeartRadio or head on over to the website AmericaOutloud.com and find all of the archives. We will see you guys next time. And remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.